Chapter 5 Together Again. Christmas Day that year was very different from the year before. Beth was feeling better. She looked out the window at a snowman Lori and Joe had made for her. In the snowman's hands were a basket of fruit, flowers, and a new piece of music. Lori brought in the presents, and Joe sang a silly song.
"I'm so happy," said Beth. "I wish Father was here."
Half an hour later, Lori opened the front door and said,
"Here's another Christmas gift for the March family."
Then two tall men appeared. One of the men was leaning on the other man's arm. Beth came running through the door and leapt into her father's arms.
"Father!"
cried Meg and Joe. Mr. March was covered in hugs and kisses. In the confusion, Mr. Brooke and Meg accidentally kissed. When all the excitement calmed down, Mrs. March thanked Mr. Brooke for helping her husband. Later, Mr. Lawrence, Lori, and Mr. Brooke came over to the March's house again, and they all had Christmas dinner together.
"A year ago, we were complaining about Christmas," said Joe.
"It's been a wonderful year,"
said Meg, who was thinking about John Brooke.
"It was a hard one, too,"
said Amy.
"I'm glad it's over since Father's back now."
"I've learned a few things about you ladies today,"
said Mr. March.
"Oh, tell us,"
cried Meg. Mr. March took Meg's hand.
"Here's one. Look at the small burn on the back and the calluses on the front. I can remember when this hand was smooth and white, but now this is a pretty hard-working hand. I'm proud of you, Meg."
"What about Joe?" asked Beth. "She's tried very hard, too."
Mr. March smiled at Joe.
"Her hair may be short, but I can see a young lady now. I'll miss my wild girl, but I'll love the kind and gentle woman who's taken her place."
Joe blushed, and Amy said,
"Now, Beth."
"Beth's not so shy anymore."
Then he looked at Amy.
"And I've noticed Amy helps others more. She's learned to think about others and less about herself."
Beth went to the piano and began to play. Soon, everyone began to sing a happy Christmas song together. It was the next afternoon, and Lori and Joe were teasing Meg about how she would answer Mr. Brooke when he asked her to marry him.
"When he asks you, you'll cry or act stupidly instead of saying no," said Joe.
"No, I won't,"
said Meg.
"I'll say thank you, Mr. Brooke, but I'm too young to get married."
"I don't believe it," said Joe.
Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. It was Mr. Brooke.
"I left my umbrella here yesterday,"
he said. Meg moved toward the door.
"I'm sure Mother will want to see you. Let me get her."
"Meg, don't run away from me,"
said Mr. Brooke.
"Are you afraid of me?"
"How could I be afraid of you when you've been so good to Father?"
Meg answered. Then he took Meg's hand.
"I just want to know if you love me a little. I love you so much."
This was the moment to repeat the response she had told Joe. But instead, she answered softly,
"I don't know. I'm too young."
"I'll wait until you learn to like me,"
he said.
"Will it be difficult?"
"Not if I choose to learn,"
she said.
"Please choose too, Meg,"
he said.
"I can teach you. It will be easier than teaching Lori."
At that moment, Meg felt annoyed because he was smiling.
"I don't choose,"
she said.
"Please go away."
"I hope you will have some time to think. I'll wait,"
Mr. Brooke said. Now Meg felt bad to see him so sad as he left the room.
Then Aunt March came in.
"What is all this?" she cried.
"He's just a friend of my father's,"
Meg said nervously.
"Mr. Brooke and I were just..."
"Mr. Brooke, the Lawrence boys' tutor? He just wants to marry you to get some of my money. Well, he won't get one bit of it."
It was the worst thing she could have said to Meg.
"Aunt March, I'll marry whomever I want, and you can keep your money. We won't need it,"
shouted Meg.
"You'll regret this,"
shouted Aunt March.
"You should marry a rich boy and help your family."
"Don't say that,"
shouted Meg.
"My John wouldn't marry for money. We'll work hard and save our own money. I'll be happy with him because he loves me."
Aunt March was very angry and stormed out of the room. Meg didn't know whether to laugh or cry. Mr. Brooke came back from the other room and put his arms around her.
"Oh, Meg, you do love me. I heard everything you said."
Joe came back and found them together. Mr. Brooke laughed and kissed Joe on the cheek and said,
"Oh, Sister Joe, wish us luck."
That night, everyone ate dinner together. Lori brought some flowers for Mrs. John Brooke. When he saw Joe, he said,
"What's the matter? You look sad."
"Nothing will ever be the same again," Joe said. "I've lost my dearest friend."
"You've got me,"
said Lori.
"I'll always be your friend. I'll come back from university in 3 years, and we'll take a trip together."
Joe looked around the room. Mother and father sat happily together. Amy was drawing a picture of John and Meg. Beth was talking to her old friend, Mr. Lawrence. Joe and Lori smiled at one another and dreamed about their future.